Every beginning has a beginning, and every beginning but this one came after an ending. But this first beginning came after the unending one. You see, it wasn't from nothing that everything came, but a loving creator who has a name. He's an artist. A musician of some fame began the song of time with the Big Bang. Now it might have begun with a gentle hum, but I imagine it was more like the boom of a bass drum. God, he carves the edges of the mountains, draws the borders of the seas, sculpts heaven and earth, paints colors on the leaves of trees. Can you see? His art is all around us, even in the air we breathe. Molecules of oxygen, invisible in space, enter the lungs and find their place. God, the very architect of time, author of rhyme and artist behind every single design. Fashioned the landscape of the human mind and formed the human soul so it could find him. He, who has no start and no finish, fills all space and time without limits. God, existing in perfect communion, Father, Son, and Spirit, like a three-part band playing the music of heaven, but no human could hear it. Now, if you disagree with the three in one, I won't fuss. But when God started creating, he said, let us make man in our image. So he brought together some dust and breathed into it life. Saw man wasn't good alone, so he fashioned him a wife. Put him to sleep, took a rib from his side, healed up the wound and presented Adam his bride. She was taken from him, yes, but he had no sense of depletion. Instead, when he looked at her, all he could feel was completion. And God called it good. Things were as they should be. Be fruitful and multiply was the decree. The earth was theirs to do as they pleased. The only exception was one single tree. So there was Adam and Eve and the Holy Trinity. God walking among them, perfect Father, divinity. Naked and unashamed, only time they knew was infinity. Naked and unashamed, only time they knew was infinity.